It's just not acceptable what is happening in our hospital. We're no longer in the middle of a COVID wave. We're no longer in the pandemic. We're not in the winter months. We're talking about at a time in the middle of spring, in the middle of the week, and still there's dozens of patients in our hospital on trolleys, people who've been seen, admitted to the hospital and can't get a bed. And then we have the constant reports of people in accident and emergency and waiting. It's not a case of hours anymore, but in some cases it's nearly day, but seems like days. It's just not acceptable. These are vulnerable people, they're sick people, and this has been going on far too long. And this government is completely failing our citizens and our staff in relation to our hospital here. We need capacity and we need additional staff. We heard from the Nurses and Midwives Organisation just last week saying that, we critically and urgently needed to see 60 more nurses employed in that hospital. And this is something that isn't new. Myself and Pádraig McLaughlin have been raising this for years with the government, but it's falling on deaf ears.
And unfortunately, we fear that there will be a serious situation. I'm sure there's already people and patients and staff affected by this already.
It's not a nice thing to say, and it's leading consultants that say it time and time again. When you have a situation when a hospital is running at emergency levels at all time, when you have overstaffing and delayed admissions, people die. They shouldn't die. That is the reality of what is happening in our hospital. We're not getting the care that we need because of a system that is under so much pressure, that our staff is under so much pressure, and literally the beds are not there. And the staff are not there to treat the number of vulnerable and ill people that we have to be treated in the hospital. And as I said, if this isn't because of a flood, it's not because of a pandemic, it's because a government is refusing to make the necessary investments and the necessary plans in terms of Letterkenny University Hospital. We're not unique. We know that there's hospitals right across the state. It is a national shame that in the month of May, in the middle of the week, that we have over 600 people on hospital trolleys right across the hospital system. God help us when we come into the winter months if this government are still in place.